Jason Aldean at Cat Country 107.3 with Chris Coleman. We have a Cat Country Backyard Barbecue coming up a little later today. We're going to Ellen Schuler's house in Palermo. And coming along with us, hot new singer Gwen Sebastian, who joins us in studio. Gwen, welcome to Cat Country.
Yay! Hello!
Now, you may know Gwen from The Voice. What made you want to become a part of The Voice or try out for The Voice?
Well, I've been singing for a long time, ever since I was little with my parents and everything, and moved to Nashville about 15 years ago. So I always knew music was what I wanted to do. And I've been on the road for about 8 years, and you get to a point where it's like you want to share your music with as many people as possible.
Right.
And obviously television would have been a really good way to do that. And so I just took the opportunity to go and do the audition. I watched it last year, and so I loved the whole concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, thank God I did, because I wouldn't be here right now.
Are you surprised at what The Voice has offered you in terms of stardom and almost instant fame and everything else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I give credit to the show for a lot of things. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities now that have come about that I wouldn't have had before.
Right. I can't think of a more nerve-wracking audition than being on network television and in front of a live audience and with four of the biggest names in music with their backs towards you.
Yes.
Having to play for the audience and for the cameras and to get one of those judges to turn there. What goes through your mind when you're on stage there on
Everything,
The Voice?
Don't fall. Don't vomit. don't.
How high up on the list is don't vomit?
It's pretty high.
Pretty high?
Pretty high. Exactly, exactly. It was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. That absolutely was. But I tried to, you know, talk myself into the fact that it was just to go out there and not view it as an audition, to view it more like it was a show that I was doing in a bar somewhere.
Right.
And I think that may have helped a little bit, you know, having experience doing that. Because, I mean, I was nervous, but I was able to control it. And when Blake was the first one to turn around, and so when he turned around, I wasn't directly looking at him, but then when I noticed that he did, it was like this big breath of air came up through me and a sense of relief, and it was like the point of either I'm going to choke with that breath of air or it was just going to keep coming out.
Right.
So at that point in time, I was just like, thank God. And it just, you know, you just go and you finish the song, and then it was CeeLo and Adam staring at me, and I thought, holy cow, three guys fighting over me at once. It's a pretty cool feeling.
Gwen is doing our Cat Country Backyard Barbecue tonight in Palermo. We'll talk more with Gwen, in just a couple of minutes. Not Glenn, Gwen.
Glenn
Cat Country 107.3. Kix Brooks, Joe Walsh, and new to this town here at Cat Country 107.3 with Chris Coleman. Backyard Barbecue coming up a little later this evening at Ellen Schuler's house in Palermo. Coming along with us, Gwen Sebastian. And Gwen is joining us here in the studio this afternoon. How's your experience so far in South Jersey here?
You know what? Really good, especially since it's not raining and we're going to be at a barbecue tonight. So
right.
I kind of dig that. I dig the sun.
Now, you're a guitar player. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Spanky Dynamite.
Spanky Dynamite here.
You are a veteran of Cat Country Backyard Barbecues, correct?
I am. It was a blast last time. It rained a lot, and then it got sunny, and then it rained a lot again. But no, we had a really good time. I can't remember the... If David were here, he would remember, but we went on a really beautiful piece of land. A lady fed us some corn from her parents' farm. Great food, great people. We all got a little bit of the wine and stuff in us. It was just a great time, man.
Good.
Any backyard barbecue pointers for Gwen?
Drink a lot.
Really,
lots.
Really. Okay, you don't have to talk me into that.
Yeah, she's probably a veteran.
A couple. It'll be time. It'll be time. And my nickname is Lunchbox, so the food will be first and foremost.
Yeah, Spanky and Lunchbox out at the barbecue.
Although I have to sing first, because if I eat and then sing, then I will be burping while I'm singing, and that's not cool.
But apparently that's not your only nickname, because I accidentally called you Glenn a couple minutes ago. Then you told me the Gweb story. Now.
Well, okay, so the first time that I ever got my notification that I was on iTunes, right?
Biggest moment of your career.
I was so excited.
Uh-huh.
And I got an email from the gentleman that helped me out with that, and he said, you're on. And so I go search my name, and I type in my name, and it wasn't coming up. And I'm like, okay. Well, so I tried different ways, and I just put my last name in there. Sure enough, I was on there. But I was as Gweb Sebastian.
The B is right by the N.
The B is right by the N. That's exactly what happened. So that's my second nickname now. Yes. And that's okay. I'll take it.
She's forever Glenn in my phone now.
You're going to change it to Glenn now?
Oh, yeah. And a picture of, like, some famous Glenn. Is there a famous Glenn?
Glenn Close. For a girl.
No, I mean a male. Like, you're going to be a male.
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
No, not that famous. Some other Glenn.
Glenn Templeton.
Yeah, there you go. He was here a couple months ago.
Yeah. Good
guy.
We
did a show with Glenn. He's a very cool guy.
And a great singer, yeah.
Yes.
So getting back to The Voice, I think everybody probably wants to know Blake Shelton that you see on Twitter, very uncensored, versus Blake Shelton you see on TV. How is Blake Shelton in person?
He's exactly the same dude.
Really?
Exactly. Like, there's nothing that's different about him. And now, having been off the show, and I've been touring with him. I've been singing backup with him since January. Okay. So I've gotten to know him now personally, and he's just so down to earth, and he's helped me out so much. Like, I give him credit for a lot of things. And he and Miranda, in fact, they're celebrating their anniversary today. So happy anniversary. Well, they're really great people.
On the show, did you have a chance to work with any other judges that were on there? Like CeeLo
really.
Or anybody?
No, honestly not. But we did have, you know, we had a wrap party just this last week. And so I finally did get to kind of talk to Christina and to Adam and things like that. And they're really cool people, too, to be honest with you. It was really nice to be able to chat with them off of camera. You know, because everything else was pretty much on camera. In fact, the first time I had ever met any of them or seen them live was on camera. And it was nice to not have to have that, I guess, barrier between you.
Right. Yeah. We're talking with Gweb or Glenn or Gwen Sebastian here at Cat Country 107. Glenn? You're going to call it Glenn? All right. So have you had a chance to just soak this all in, the network TV and Blake Shelton on tour? Is it just one big blur, or have you been able to really just take a deep breath and enjoy it?
I've been trying to really enjoy it. It has been a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. I have to admit that. And I have to be pinching myself every now and then to really realize that it's happening. I'm lucky. There's a lot of people that would like to be in my position and have had that chance, and I'm really lucky that I did. And I, you know, there's a lot. I've been doing this for a long time, so it's definitely not like an overnight success thing, but The Voice has definitely given me a springboard, per se, to help share my music. And I'm very thankful for it.
Speaking of sharing music, you have a new single out. Tell us about it.
I do. This song, first of all, you think it's probably going to be about something completely different. It's called Met Him in a Motel Room. And when you first hear or you see the title or you first start to listen to it, you're like, what is she going to sing about? You know, and ultimately, it ends up being a story about hope and something that I really wanted to share.